Turning the farm over to the kids, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Agricultural real estate attorney Kim Maloney talked about issues related to kids taking over farms.
One of the things that I think is interesting in farming is questions about generational change. And I think if you look at that USDA data, the average age of a farmer now is around 58 in the U.S. And there have been a lot of challenges in farming with trying to transition from the older generation to the new, starting with the question of whether the young people want to farm. And so that may play into your question as well in terms of, are there diminishing family farms? Does somebody want to sell to the developer because they want to retire and their kid doesn't want to take over the farm and run it? And then the question becomes, if they do want to take over the farm, how do you get that transition working? There's a lot of things that farmers will need to consider. You've got to transition operations. You may have to transition real property if you do own the property and you don't lease it. And all of that has implications for gifting and taxes. It's been a challenge that people are looking at all over the country. And I know one of the challenges that young farmers have raised is a lack of ability to get land. And the government has taken a look at their CRP program, and they have made some changes to that to allow people to have some early termination rights on CRP contracts if you have a new farmer that's getting into the business, to try and help some of these young people get in.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.